ask me what has been my most fortunate experience of the past 2 decades, and I'd say it was gaining the selfless love of my wife, Liu Xia. She cannot be present in the courtroom today, but I still want to tell you, my sweetheart, that I'm confident that your love for me will be as always. Over the years in my non-free life, our love has contained bitterness imposed by the external environment, but is boundless in afterthought. I'm sentenced to a visible prison while you're waiting in an invisible one. Your love is sunlight that transcends prison walls and bars, stroking every inch of my skin, warming my every cell, letting me maintain my inner calm, magnanimous and bright, so that every minute in prison is full of meaning. But my love for you is full of guilt and regret, sometimes heavy enough to hobble my steps. I'm a hard stone in the wilderness, putting up with the pummeling of raging storms, and too cold for anyone to dare touch. But my love is hard, sharp, and can penetrate any obstacles. Even if I'm crushed into powder, I will embrace you with the ashes. Given your love, my sweetheart, I would face my forthcoming trial calmly, with no regrets about my choice, and looking forward to tomorrow optimistically. I look forward to my country being a land of free expression, where all citizens' speeches are treated the same, where different values, ideas, beliefs, political views both compete with each other and coexist peacefully, where majority and minority opinions will be given equal guarantees, in particular, political views different from those in power will be fully respected and protected, where all political views will be spread in the sunlight for the people to choose. All citizens will be able to express their political views without fear and will never be politically persecuted for voicing dissent. I hope to be the last victim of China's endless literary inquisition, and that after this, no one else will ever be jailed for their speech. Freedom of expression is the basis of human rights, the source of humanity, and the mother of truth. To block freedom of speech is to trample on human rights, to strangle humanity, and to suppress the truth. I do not feel guilty for following my constitutional right to freedom of expression, for fulfilling my social responsibility as a Chinese citizen. Even if accused of it, I would have no complaints. Thank you. Liu Xiaobo, December 23rd, 2009.